Itext lethu namhlanje silthola ngokaLuka isahluko sesibili.
We find our text today in Luke chapter 2.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku kwaphuma isimemezelo kuKesara uGustu sokuba kubalwe izwe lonke.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed.
Lokhu kubalwa kokuqala kwenziwa uKurenewu engumbusi waseSyria.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
Bonke baya kubalwa ilona lo emzini kwakubo.
And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
Naye uJosepha wakhuphuke phume eGalile emzini waseNazaretha. WayeJudiya emzini kaDavid othiwa iBethlehem. Ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavid.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David.
Uyobalwa kanye noMaria owayemiselwe ukuba abe ngumkakhe kakhe ekhulelwe.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Kwathi bese lapho zapheleli izinsuku zokuba abelethe wazibula ngendodana wayembesa wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba bantula indawo endlini.
And so it was that while they were there the days were accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Asiqine lapho ngoba indaba iningi kakhulu.
We'll read thus far because there is so much in this text.
Ngishiloke ukuthi abantu bathi Merry Christmas baphana nezipho bayaphuza.
I've said how people traditionally say Merry Christmas, they give gifts and they drink.
Kodwa baqonda ukuthi ukuze kube usuku oludlula zonke izinsuku nasizathu sini.
Without understanding that this day is the day which surpasses every other day.
Uma uNkulunkulu engathumanga indodana yakhe ezelwe yodwa ayithandile kunakho konke ngasengenawo uKhisimusi namhlanje.
If God had not sent his only begotten son, his beloved son, we wouldn't be celebrating Christmas today.
Ngase ngacabanga inkulumo yomkhwenyane ethi uNkulunkulu wala wakhuluma naye kude ethi ngikuthandile ngizokwakha. Kufezeke lokho ngoKhisimusi. The bridegroom, he, when he read the Bible, God spoke to him and said, I saw you from far, I've loved you, and I'm going to build you up. Lokho kufezekileke namhlanje.
That is what has come about today.
Ngithanda ukuthi sibukisiseke lolu suku ukuba siphane ngezipho, sijabule, sikhonze, sidumise ngasizathu sini.
I'd like us to have a close look at the celebration today, why it is that we give gifts, why it is a day of joy, what the reason is. There is no day as important as this one. It is something that is highest and the greatest.
It's of greatest importance and significance.
Kusemqoka kakhulu.
Ngokuba la emkhombeni la ePetlahema sifika indodana ezelwe yodwa isemkhombeni.
Because here in the manger we find the baby who is the only begotten Son of God.
Usuku lukaNkulunkulu usuku lwakhe olukhulu ukuba sibonise uthando analo ngathi bantu bezoni. UNkulunkulu gubha umkhosi omkhulu ngokusubela indodana kulomhlaba esikuwo.
God's greatest day of celebration. This is his day, because it is here on this day that God sent his Son to save us.
Ebeku ngesikhathi sika kheroni ke ukiran.
It was during the time, the era of Cyrenius.
Manje inkosi ube uKesari eRoma.
The emperor was Caesar in Rome.
IRoma bekuyidilo hloko dolopo emhlabeni wonke.
It was the capital city of the whole world.
Unkosi lo ubebusa umhlaba wonke.
And this Caesar ruled the whole world.
Bekumhedeni.
A pagan he was.
Empumputhe maqondana nezinto zevangeli nenkosi.
Blinded to the things of the Lord.
Umuntu wezono nje.
A person of iniquity. He was the sole ruler of the world and he could do as he pleased. I don't know why God, in entering into this time of the political circumstances where there was a governor and the emperor of the whole world, where this is his
introduction.
Showing us that God rules over kings. Every authority is in his hands. Even if they don't know him or understand anything about him.
There
was no king like this Caesar at that time. There was much pomp and glitter at the palace. It was known, Caesar's palace was known as the Palace of Gold.
Amasosha ake.
His soldiers were numbered in the hundreds of thousands. He had a huge palace. But even though this Caesar ruled in the way that he pleased.
One wabhala nosuku wayeseshaya umthetho wonke umuntu aye ekubalweni.
One day, he wrote a legal document with his authority stating that every single person in his empire should go to the city of his birth. Every king, every authority was given this document signed by the emperor himself that this had to be done.
Manje lokhu kubalwa kulaba bantu bekokala abayiqalayo bengayazi phela amakhosi omhlaba asuka ashaya izinto esingazaziyo.
And this was the very first time that people got to hear about a poll tax. They never knew such a thing. Even though he ruled in his dark paganism, swimming in his sins, full of the lust of the eyes, full of the lust of the flesh, and pride, and all his authorities under him too. It was in this pomp.
I
don't know when Satan tried to tempt Jesus and he showed him all the glory of the world, whether perhaps this glory and the glitter of the emperor of Caesar was shown to him as well.
Akazi ukhesana ukuthi wenzani uzenzela yena kanti likhona isandla phezulu umnini mandla onke obhalayo omholayo omqhubayo akekho umuntu lapha emhlabeni lapho kungasebenzi khona uNkulunkulu ngendlela yokufa noma yokuphila.
And though he thought he was writing with his own hand and authority, it was the hand of God who held the pen. His ordaining of the circumstance, he is the only one who can ordain life and death.
Kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu noma thina sithi kuyonakala mhlawumbe ngepolitiki noma ngokwenzeka kwezinto abe science bebethi ngomhla ka 21 kuzoba usuku lokugcina khona inkanyezi enkulu ibeqonda la izohlangana namhlanje ishayise kubhubhe konke kushe konke kusho ukuthi ama science ayabheda nawo abo science babheda kakhulu. Kodwa niyafundiswa esikoleni umuntu uvela njengekhobe waba yiselesele waba ufishi wavuma waqala waba inkawu impene egobile wakhula khula waqonda waza waba umuntu basho ngoba nabo benengqondo yemfene.
Even when it seems like political circumstances are going wrong, God is still in control.
Even sivera kona.
Even when there are predictions of things, God is still in control, like the prediction of the 21st being the end of the world. And some scientists who make predictions about the earth being destroyed because of the alignment of planets and different disasters. But it's no wonder, for they believe in evolution after all, the belief that we come originally from the sea and we grew and from the apes we developed. Object when teachers teach your children evolution. Stand up for it, because maybe it's their offspring or they're thinking in a monkey-like manner. So remember, God upsets the science world often. Even when their predictions, it seems like things are going to happen, disasters, but it doesn't work out because God is in control. He's able to spoil the so-called accurate predictions of scientists. Jesus, the one in the manger, is in full control of the universe. He rules supreme. Even when he was to be born in Nazareth, but God prompted Caesar to make this law so that Jesus had to be born in Bethlehem. And he is the one who will judge every single person, even you who are here today. His eyes are brighter and burn brighter than fire. Read the beginning of Revelations and see the description of John when he met with Jesus. He fell down as one who was dead when he saw him. I think of Ezekiel when he was instructed by God to take of the scroll and to eat it and fill his stomach.
Lapho ebuzwa kusemlonyeni ekuhlafuna uthi bekumnandi njengenyosi.
While he was still chewing it in his mouth, he said it was sweeter than honey.
Ngathi iBhayibhele nalo masifunda lona kube mnandi kunezinyosi.
And the Bible we read is sweeter than honey.
Athi dlana kuze gcwalisisu. UMaria unina kaJesu kuthwa lapho uNkulunkulu ekhuluma naye wagcina konke. Kusho ukuthi yena ubedla izwi leNkosi aligcine enhlizweni yakhe.
And just as it was said to take the scroll and eat of it, so too Mary was instructed about the Christ child to take what had been said about him. She pondered upon it, she absorbed it into herself.
For
we are instructed too that we are to eat and drink of the Lord Jesus, his flesh and his blood, spiritually speaking, so that he would fill our hearts. Isn't that sweet? Sweeter than honey?
Omunye umlimi wathi hey izolo bekusukulo olunzima banenkomo abayisengayo bathola uhalf lobisi abantu bafika izolo ekuseni bedakiwe kwalahlakelwa izinkulungwane zemali izinto engakanani emhlabeni esilahlekelwa izolo ngenxa yophuzo.
Yesterday a farmer said he had lost so much from his cattle, his dairy herd. The people had arrived yesterday morning drunk, and so they didn't do things properly, and he lost thousands of liters. Drink, alcohol, booze can destroy you. We have friends here from Armenia. We have friends from Armenia, where Noah's Ark is from. They said the fruit there is wonderful. Peaches, huge.
Ama apricot, akula bengaka.
Figs, apricots, that are massive.
Lapho bekhuluma ngamagrebis bathi anazi ukuthi amagrebis ayini.
When he described the grapes, he said, "You here don't know what real grapes are like."
Ngathi hawu ikho uNoah elingeka ethatha la magrebis awagaye aphuze azadambe.
And I thought, well, that might be the reason why Noah was tempted by grapes, by grapevines. He then
juice,
which fermented, and he became drunk. Though he was a man of God, but he brought down curses because of that drunkenness.
Umosu benamat dota namatam. Shem, Hafet, no. Shem, and Seth.
Shem had these, at Noah had these three sons.
Uno atata iwain walpusa.
Noah took this
one.
He was paralytic, drunk, didn't even notice when he fell down naked. Because when you're drunk, you don't see things.
Wahamba. Wangaham pezu gumkwako, waham bekeleni, umay se piswa manzi, use paga misingu boya ke ganji, utama jengenko.
A certain woman not far from here on Christmas Day got so drunk that she didn't notice she was walking around next to the road, next to the main road, lifted up her dress and urinated like a cow right there. Drunkenness is not good. You think you're gaining strength, but you are just being blown away.
Noah,
that hero of heroes, that man of God, didn't notice when his trouser fell down, couldn't pull it up, and he just fell down. Seth and his brother
Japheth.
noticed the nakedness of their father.
Basuka bagijima bafuna ingubo yokulala bayithatha bahlehla ngo reverse bayemuva bayemuva uma befika kuya bambesa uyise ukuze bangaboni ukunqunu bakhe.
They ran to fetch a blanket and walking in reverse so that they would not see his nakedness, they covered him.
Uham wambona.
Ham, though, looked at him. He stared at his
nakedness.
Noah, when he heard of it, said, Ham, you are a cursed one now. You and your generations after you. See what drink does?
Ay, lenkosi ke yase Roma. Ayazi ukuthi yenzani impumputhe maqondana nezinto zombuso.
The emperor in Rome was blinded to what he was actually doing.
Kanti kukhulu kwenzekayo ngokufika kwendodana yomuntu.
But great things were to happen through the arrival of the Son of Man.
Nyabona umuntu uAdam ubese paradise. Uma isese paradise wabusa kahle nomkakhe uNkulunkulu wathi busa phezu kwakho konke.
Adam, while in paradise, was given authority. He and his wife were to rule over all things.
Kodwa.
But
wona uAdam,
Adam sinned.
UNkulunkulu wathi wena uwonile ngoba walalela umfazi wakho. Awulalelanga mina. Bulalela umkakho. Ngiyezwa amadoda. Akamlalelanga uNkulunkulu, walalela umbono.
God said, Adam, you've sinned for you obeyed your wife and not me. Do you hear, you men?
That's
right. At the wedding, I explained, but I said we don't have time to explain how men of God, preachers, lose their fire when they get married. How many of them begin to be submissive to their wives instead of to God. Of course, if she has Jesus, it's another thing. But if she has Satan and he obeys her, it is terrible.
Wafike ngadini uAdam wabaleka wayoqasha uNkulunkulu wathi Adam uphi na akabiza umngakhe uphi na ngoba enye indoda ithi awungami vele phela ngoba uhlulwa uyena.
God started by calling Adam in the garden when he had hidden. He asked for Adam, not the wife to start with, not Eve, because he was firstly responsible.
UNkulunkulu wathi ngenxa utsuwonile ngiyaxosha eparadise. Waphuma eparadise kanye noEva.
And God said, because you have sinned, I expel you from paradise. And he and Eve had to leave.
Usuzohlangana nobunzima. Udle ngesithukuthuku sakho. Uzohlangana nobunzima nokhula. Uzohlangana nokufa izifo. Ngoba awulalelanga mina, walalela umkakho. Lalelani madoda. Musazi kube yilima.
And From then on, God said, your life will be difficult. You'll live by the sweat of your brow. Because he had sinned, you need to take notice of this, you men. He had listened to his wife instead of God.
Watching your course.
God said, I chase you out.
No ever what all it's like is calling you.
Eve also received her punishment. And the serpent. She had to give birth with pain. And outside of the garden, their experience was now sorrows, pain, the difficulties of life and the grave. As time went on, paradise was lost. God had said they cannot live in the garden because the tree of life is there. If they eat of that, him having sinned, having listened to his wife and fallen into sin, he would continue like a devil forever if he had to eat of the tree of life. But Jesus in the manger signifies the reopening of paradise. He opened that which was closed. He opened paradise, which was closed with a heavenly lock. God had sent cherubim in the east of the garden. These cherubim, after Adam and them have been chased away, came with their flaming swords, preventing Adam, preventing mankind from re-entering paradise.
Kanti uma sokufika umntwana, indodana kaNkulunkulu uKristu Mesiya, wavula iparadisi noma bani phakathi kwethu angangena manje eparadisi aqonde ngo kulomuntu okuphila onguJesu Kristu.
But when the Christ child came, when the Savior, the Messiah, the Redeemer came, he gave us the opportunity to come in through him, for he, Jesus, is the tree of
life.
How great is the paradise that he has opened. You can come out of your sorrows into the sweetness of his life. You can come out of your hell, for here is heaven which you can enter into. Jesus has come. He He has opened the gate. Enter in through the gate and enjoy paradise, for he has opened the gate. It is the habit of many Christians that when they bury their dead, the grave faces the east. In actual fact, in reality, it doesn't mean anything at all in what direction you buried. But their symbolism was that they looked to the east from which the place from which our Savior came. Jesus has opened paradise for you. You can enter in into the riches of that life in paradise, the sweetness of it, away from the sorrows and pain. In the beginning, there was that tree of life in the garden which our forefathers avoided. And at the end of the Bible, and at the end of time, one finds the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ. We can be saved through him. Satan has come to rob and to destroy and to murder, but Jesus has come to give life, abundant life. The whole world can be saved through this child.
Happy Mary, ngoba iparadise livuliwe. Seningenile eparadise. Ngathi phakamisani izandla zenu elithi paradise ithokoziswa impilo ecicimayo endaweni enhle ayikho efana nayo. Isikhokho sisusiwe. Izulu selifikile ngoJesu Kristu.
Jesus was born in the humblest of situations. He went down and down further, born in a manger. He went down so that he can lift you up to bring you out of your hell into paradise. That's why Christmas is a happy time. Time is gone.
Loku isigqila.
But people, instead of rejoicing in the Savior and enjoying paradise, they live today in their drunkenness, in their sins.
Uma uthi Merry Christmas, kodwa ungene paradise elivuliwe. Awazi ukuthi Merry kuyini. Ukuze sithokoze kangaka, sithokoze usilethele insindiso. Wavula last labesiboshwe khona uNkulunkulu. Amakherubhi manje asekho, asusiwe. Ngena wena muntu ongelutho. Uma ungangeni uzoshe esifogweni kunaphakade.
If you say Merry Christmas but you haven't entered into paradise, then you don't know the meaning of it at all. If you don't accept his invitation and enter in, then hell is yours. Let's bow our heads.
Siyabonga Baba osizulwini ukuba usithumele indodana yakho ezelwe yodwa.
Thank you, Father in heaven, for sending your only begotten Son.
Ukuba ivule labe kuvaliwe khona.
To open there where it was closed.
Singene lapho besingena kungena khona saqoshwa khona uNkulunkulu.
To enter into that place where we had been chased out of.
Usthandile Baba osezulwini ukuba usithumele uJesu abe umfowethu kulomhlaba ukuba asithathe ngesandla asikhiphe ezweni.
You have loved us, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus for us to be our Savior, our brother, to take us by the hand and to lead us into paradise.
Amen. Nithini ke ngomuntu ongangeni. Umuntu ongamukeli isipho singakho, thina siphana ngezipho. Uma umuntu ethi angisifuni, omnikayo uyokhala. And what Baba osezulwini uthi nasi isipho, Christmas box wakho, nayi indodana yami, iparadisi ivuliwe. Uma ungangena eparadisi, uyamlahla uNkulunkulu.
If you do not accept this gift, like a person who refuses to accept a Christmas gift, well then you've missed everything. You've missed paradise.